Good morning and welcome. You're listening to Atlanta Catholic Radio, AM 1160, The Quest. We are live on air today in the studio in Roswell, Georgia. I'm Patty DeCraney. My co-host is Kathy Meter, and Annie Porter is our fabulous production manager.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi there.
We will be with you for this hour to share what AM 1160 The Quest means to us and how the Holy Spirit has touched our lives. We are celebrating the Feast of Pentecost this Sunday when the Holy Spirit came into the church, and we'd like to start with a prayer asking for the guidance of the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit did instruct the hearts of the faithful, grant that by the same Holy Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolations, through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We are kicking off the last day of AM 1160 The Quest 3-day Spring Pledge Drive. As many of you know, we had to cancel our Spring Pledge Drive planned in March because of the coronavirus. So many things were canceled because of the coronavirus. Since the station is sustained by these drives, we regrouped and reorganized this mini pledge drive to catch up with the resources needed. We don't have many needs, but this is what we had to do. Annie, how are we doing?
All right, you guys. So we're doing really well, we think. And, you know, we're looking forward to seeing what God's going to provide us today. And it's going to be a beautiful day. And I want to say thank you to everyone who donated yesterday, but I definitely want to get in who donated in that last 5 o'clock hour, because we were going off the air with pledges still coming in. So we want to say thank you to Edith in Atlanta, Mike in Atlanta, Edwin in Atlanta, Mary Jo of Odenton, Maryland, Thomas, William, Rob and Ann, Eunice, Lynn, Marianne, Jean, Barbara, Ricardo, Deacon Jim and Stephanie, William S., and Angela C. We thank you so much for all of your donations yesterday, and we're really excited to get those phone ringing this morning. So 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or thequestatlanta.com. And we have a great goal this hour, guys. We're looking for 16 donors to give us a call or pledge online, and if we get those 16, we're going to get $3,000 for Catholic Radio. $3,000. That's amazing. So we just need 16 donors this hour. So 470-508-1160.
These 3 days really are a way for us to connect with you in a special way. Our mission is simple and powerful: to invite, inform, and inspire listeners to embrace their journey of faith through the beauty of the Catholic Church.
Our radio station can reach over 3 million households in the Atlanta area. But our reach is really unlimited through online at thequestatlanta.com. We are 100% listener supported, and thanks to your generosity, we are now 2 years old and growing. Your support and prayers keep this station moving.
Today, everything of faith and virtue is constantly under attack, and the vehicle of attack is social media, one of the vehicles. Well, radio is a part of this media. Now, more than ever, we need Catholic radio to ignite our faith and to speak the truth. Ah, the truth. It's so hard to find the truth today. My husband and I like to watch the news together in the evening, and during this pandemic, especially, we have had a challenge of finding real news. He'll record the news so we can watch at our leisure at night, and he's tried so many different stations, and we look 3 minutes at one, 4 minutes at another, turn it off, can't stand it. Oh my gosh, it's all the same. It's so frustrating. Before I began listening to AM 1160 The Quest, I listened to conservative talk radio, and I would become anxious and unnerved. And I found myself switching to music just to calm myself. The Quest has the news, and I can trust it is the truth. And the programming is incredible. The programming is incredible, sharing the love, the hope, and the peace of Christ with others. It gives me peace. No longer am I crazy in the car. That doesn't help, right? Especially in what we used to have before the pandemic, Atlanta traffic.
That's really true.
Very true.
Yeah, it is.
I can't. My commute's been pretty great.
I know. It really is a whole lot easier.
I know. There are some blessings, right?
We're so happy to be on the air live today to support the quest and to be part of a mission that works to save souls and encourage and inspire people to love their faith. The number to call us today is 470-508-1160. That's 470-508-1160. Or go online at thequestatlanta.com. Be sure to include that "the" in the beginning of that. If you can't help us with your financial support, let us know you can pledge prayer support. In fact, we have a volunteer in adoration right now and throughout the pledge drive, praying in our chapel for all of you listening in your car or at thequestatlanta.com, and praying, of course, for the success of this pledge drive.
I have a little extra update because I forgot to mention this. I promised yesterday afternoon, well, evening, I guess, that I would let y'all know in the morning how we did for our goal in the 5 o'clock hour. And so I am sad to report we didn't hit our goal, but we still got a $3,500 match. So that's incredible. Even though we didn't get that whole match, we got $3,500. So, you know, this morning we really want to hit that goal so we can get that extra $3,000. So 470-508-1160. 470-508-1160 or thequestatlanta.com and click that donate button.
Yay. Thank you. Thank you, donor. I wanted to just add to what Kathy just said, where she was talking about listening in your car or listening on your computer in your office. I listen all the time in my garden. As a matter of fact, I brought some flowers for the studio this morning, and they're up by the Virgin Mary that's sitting up on a shelf right here in our studio, and we can smell them.
It smells amazing.
Oh, good. I love my garden, and I bring Alexa out with me, and I can spend 2, 3, 4 hours out there easily. So I just wanted to add that, and then we are going to share, Kathy and I are going to share our stories on how we became involved with AM 1160, The Quest. We have similar stories, but very different.
And the Holy Spirit had definite plans for this, and he really wanted this radio station on the air.
But before we go into our stories, we want to thank you for your prayers and your financial support keeping us on the air. We all have been affected by this pandemic and understand some of you have lost your jobs and the future is uncertain. Anything you can give will help us. There are some special giving opportunities during this pledge. If you're a business owner, hopefully your business was able to stay open in some way during all of this, and that with the PPP, I believe. You've been able to get some help from the government to keep your business going. But if you love the quest, you can become a business underwriter. If you love Catholic radio, even if you just want to promote your business on the air, which our station reaches over 3 million people and unlimited, really, because of being online, call us for a special promotion during the pledge drive. You can also become a station guardian. Guardians are leadership givers who donate $100 per month. This group of supporters are protectors of our mission. Make the quest part of your Catholic legacy with a leadership gift. Become a station guardian.
Also, monthly donors of $25 a month, Dollar a Day Club members, one-time gifts of $200 or more, and Station Guardians receive something very special this spring. You'll receive a Holy Family, our Holy Spirit, Holy Water Font. They're beautiful, and it's really nice to have holy water in your house. And like if you're going out the door or going in, Or if you have children at home, you can bless your children with that holy water every day.
That'd be better than having to take my water bottle with holy water in it out of my cabinet and spray my kids. My husband and I went to Israel last year, and all I had was a plastic water bottle, and I dumped it in the Jordan and filled it up with the Jordan holy water. And it was blessed by the priest, not to mention the fact that it was blessed by Jesus years and years and years ago. But I still have it in the water bottle with there was Israeli writing on it, and I wrote with my pen Jordan. So that's what I'll pull out. So I need one of those holy fonts.
That's right. You've been saving that water.
I guess if I put a drop of that and then mix it in with the other holy water, that I could fill up my holy water and keep that for years to come.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Additionally, our new station guardians who contribute $100 a month or more will receive a beautiful rosary that cannot be found anywhere but on this pledge drive. These rosaries are not only beautiful, but they've been touched to a piece of the actual cross of Jesus Christ and two favorite saints. This is a rosary you won't want to miss out on. As a matter of fact, the first day of this pledge drive on Wednesday, I heard them talking about the rosaries, and I wasn't aware of this at the time as I was, listening and preparing for this morning. And so I thought, I better call, right away. I didn't even save my donation for today. I went and I called and I said, I want one of the rosaries. So anyways, don't miss out. I believe we have how many left?
Seven.
Seven left. Okay.
Yeah. They're going. So you got to call 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or thequestatlanta.com.
Oh, goodness. Patty, just how did you get involved? How did the Holy Spirit get you involved?
Yes, we can't forget about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is on the move, always. Well, my good friend, Carol, you've heard Carol mentioned. She and I were leaving daily mass, and I asked her how the job hunting was going. This was years ago. She had spent many years discerning what she was going to do. And if you've heard her story, you know. She was in between jobs. And so I was just making conversation. And she said, if you can believe this, I think the Holy Spirit is telling me to start a Catholic radio station in Atlanta. Do you think I'm crazy? What? Well, yeah, I do. What do you even know about radio? She said, I don't know anything about radio. So will you pray for me?
In the meantime, the Holy Spirit had some plans for me as well. I used to listen, as Patty does, to talk radio whenever I was in my car. But I wanted something more positive and uplifting. I know there are Christian stations on the air, but I wanted Catholic content. A woman joined my Bible study group and mentioned she was starting a Catholic radio station. This woman is Carol Tearsmith, the same Carol as Patty's in Patty's story, and the same that founded the station.
Sounds like a common denominator. Besides the Holy Spirit, there's a Carol.
Oh, goodness. For all of us, all of you joining us, let's see. This is Kathy Meter and Patty DeCraney, and I are here with Annie Porter, our production manager, and we are hosting the first hour of the last day of our spring pledge drive. And we are talking about how we got involved in AM 1160, the Quest Catholic radio station. Whether it's prayer, volunteering, or your financial support, your call lets us know that the Quest matters to you. Gift of any amount are gratefully and humbly accepted. The Quest is a 100% listener-supported station. We rely heavily on the spring and fall pledge drives to pay the cost of running the station. To donate, please go to our website, the Atlanta thequestatlanta.com and click the donate button or call 470-508-1160. That's 470-508-1160.
So, Kathy, I interrupted you. I'm sorry. You were telling your story about meeting Carol. And what you didn't say was after the meeting, you told her that you were excited about Catholic Radio coming to Atlanta and that you wanted to help. We're about to listen to a clip from Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. After this clip, we will then get back into what happened next with Kathy. But Take Two can be heard Monday to Friday at noon Eastern right here on The Quest.
He's talking about your relationship with the Holy Spirit. How does he fit into your life? Have you experienced maybe, David's going through a little bit of dryness. Maybe you've experienced that, but perhaps you've had a lot of mountaintop experiences because when you really invited the Holy Spirit into your life through the sacraments and objectively in your own life on your own, maybe you've had some wonderful like mountaintop experiences. So share those if you wish. Jack is next in Walpole, Massachusetts. Hi, Jack. Welcome to Take Two.
Yes. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. You folks do an excellent job. You bring the faith down to the common person as I see it. So what I've come to realize, the Spirit has shown itself by my stopping doing and reflecting on how my life has been navigated in many different arenas. And as I spoke with Ryan, your call man as such, I'm not sure the title, but we had a little exchange. I'm not coming from a point of theological rightness, okay? I'm coming from a point of allowing the Spirit to move, okay? And that's what I've come to realize. The more I dissuade myself from doing it right and wrong and getting out of that and realizing what actually is happening, like this phone call, the Spirit is moving. And the Spirit is always moving. And I believe all of us, are workaholics trying to do what I want to do, that is insanity. When I sit back and see what's being done for me, I see the Spirit. As David said earlier, when I was in a dry spot, I was disappointed because it wasn't going the way I wanted it. And that is crazy. Jesus Christ let the cup pass before me, but I'll take it. And that's, we all have to. And you folks do that in your calls. You're so receptive and engaging with people and allowing them to express themselves. That's all people want to do. And until they get that sense that they are doing it with the help of a Spirit, they're just lost. I was lost. That's all there is to it.
Jack, I'm so glad you brought up this notion of, if I can sum it up, head knowledge versus heart knowledge of the Holy Spirit. There are countless volumes written about the Holy Spirit. Theologians could spend their entire lives intellectually dissecting who and what the Holy Spirit is, what he means, his role in our lives, his role in the Trinity, his role in the church. But until we make that personal, which it sounds like you have, and it's a matter really, I think, of surrender. You know, we talk about surrendering to Jesus, but if we're surrendering to one person of the Trinity, we're surrendering to all of them, and to get the guidance of the Holy Spirit really cranked up in our lives, we need to follow Debbie what Jack said, you know, instead of more just like learning, you know, book knowledge or theological knowledge about the Holy Spirit, as important as all that is, really have to make it a personal relationship every day and say, Holy Spirit, you lead. I want to go where you want me to go.
That Spirit is with us. The problem is, again, we can't see it. It's not something it's just what you said. It's there. We were born with it. The Spirit has been given to all of us, but we get caught up in trying to do things right, and that's sad. Mm-hmm. Most of us have wonderful intentions of helping one another, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jack,
I appreciate it.
Yeah, Jack, first of all, thank you so much for the kind words when you started off your call where you said, we bring this, you know, theology to the common folk. We are common folk, just to let you know. Jerry and I have these conversations off the air as well, the same way, because we really are trying to just live it. And Jack, I go back to 1 Corinthians 6:19, where it talks about our bodies are the temples of the Holy Spirit. You're so right, Jack. The Holy Spirit is within us, and we are not our own. We are not in control and masters of our own. We are, from God, and it's so beautiful, but with the Holy Spirit being within us. So Jack, I agree with you. We lose touch of that because we can't see it. So we don't really know. So we try to control everything ourselves, and that's the kind of world we're in.
Wow. What a beautiful reminder of the Holy Spirit within us and prodding us. Kathy, we were just talking about the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit was moving in you. Continue telling us about your story.
Well, a couple of days after that Bible study where I met Carol, and she said she was starting the Catholic radio station, we happened to be at daily mass together, and Carol invited me to go for coffee.
Uh-oh. So,
we all know what that means.
Yeah, we do.
So we went, and she told me her beautiful story about how the Holy Spirit wanting her to start a radio station, and just how was I willing to be, to help out. And I told her I had been praying what to do with an inheritance that I was to receive, and that after hearing her story, the Holy Spirit just answered my prayers. This kind of brought both of us to tears. And little did I know that my involvement was going to be more than just financial.
Wait a minute. Did you really think that was all?
Well, I had only just met Carol. So, when you get to know her a little bit more, you realize that there is almost no turning Carol down when she asks you to do something when the Holy Spirit is behind
her. She is on fire with the Holy Spirit.
So, a few days later, again at daily mass or afterwards, Carol asked if I would like to join an organizational meeting around her dining room table. I said, sure. I don't know what I can contribute. I know nothing about radio, but yes, that's when I met Annie.
Annie in the dining room table gatherings, right?
Yes. Right. And so it's just been an amazing thing. I didn't know in any way that I could help, but I was certainly willing to go and met wonderful people. And it was an incredible experience to be involved in how this was born, and the people in, I was able to do some things, just the ordinary grunt type work that needed to be done. And one thing led to another, and the Holy Spirit used me in helping this. So it really is just amazing.
The Holy Spirit was on the move. In a matter of months, AM 1160, the Quest went from concept to reality and went live on April 21st, 2018. It was definitely hard to keep up with the Holy Spirit. And it's so amazing that you were part of that action, Kathy.
Yeah, it really was. Talk about a blessing. And you just never know if you open yourself up to let the Holy Spirit work with you, what's going to happen. So let's see. Just remember that volunteering, praying, and listening to the Quest has been such a tremendous blessing for me. If you're listening today, perhaps you want to make the Quest a special cause of yours. The phone number is 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or go to thequestatlanta.com. to donate now. We really need your help, and we'd love more calls.
Annie, can you give us a testimonial or two about how the radio station has affected our listeners?
Yeah, I want to give you two. So I want to give you one from a listener, and then I'm going to give you one from a volunteer. So We have this one coming from Mary at St. Thomas the Apostle in Smyrna, and she said, I started listening shortly after the station went on air, and it's been like daily sustenance. If I miss even a day, it's like going without food. I've been spreading the word to friends and family. God bless you for the work you do and spreading the beauty of the faith. Thank you, Mary, from St. Thomas the Apostle in Smyrna. That's just that's a beautiful testament.
Yeah,
and I also want to give... I'm going to let you listen to this one. I'm not going to say this one. So we're going to listen to a testimonial from one of our volunteers.
Hello, my name is Charles Casey. I'm a volunteer for AM 1160, The Quest Radio, and I want to share what I love about The Quest. Mainly, it gives me a wonderfully uplifting alternative to the many secular talk radio stations that dominate the airwaves. I think my favorite programs are the ones that answer questions posed by callers. Frequently, listeners who are not Catholic pose questions that are based on incorrect information. The Quest moderators gently explain where their impressions are incorrect and generally invite them to look more closely into our faith. To me, this is Catholic evangelism on a scale much greater than can be accomplished in one-on-one situations. Quest programming provides a catalyst that can ignite the curiosity of both non-practicing Catholics and non-Catholics alike. I appreciate Quest for many other reasons, but the evangelism it offers the metropolitan Atlanta area is my very favorite.
That was Charlie Casey, and we thank you so much for that testimonial. And you know, he was able to send that in to us because of the Quest Atlanta app. And we want to hear from you too. And you just go onto our app. You can download it in the App Store or the Google Play Store and search for the Quest Atlanta. And under that, when you get in there, there's going to be three little bars at the top left of your screen, and you can click that, and down in your choices, you can see record testimonial. And we love to hear them. Like, it's so uplifting for us here at The Quest and for this mission. And you can record a 60-second or less testimonial on how The Quest has impacted you. And we just love to hear it. So I encourage you to go do that. And while I'm here, I want to give you a little update. So our goal for this hour is 16 donors, and if we get those 16 donors, we're going to get $3,000. And that generous donor, they said it specifically they chose $3,000 for the Trinity. So we really want to get that extra $3,000. So I want to say thank you to some of our donors who've already called in: Anonymous, Linda F. in Roswell, Keith S. in Cumming, Eleanor E. in Johns Creek, Jonathan S. in Roswell, Michael H. in Atlanta, Brian B. of Alpharetta, Susan D. in Roswell, Denise G. in Atlanta, Scott M. in Atlanta, and Mike A. in Marietta. We just thank you so much for donating. So you guys, were only five away. So we can do this.
Wow.
We can do this. 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or thequestatlanta.com.
Thank goodness. You. Thanks, Annie. Patty, now, how did the Holy Spirit use Carol to draw you into involvement in the station?
Before I even go on with that, I just want to say thank you, a special thank you to Charlie. Charlie's a good friend of mine and his wife, Kathy. We play bridge together and we've golfed together. And Charlie stepped up to be one of the speakers in pulpit talks at Kathy and I now do with the station. And I am so thankful for his eagerness and his readiness. And thank you, Charlie. I just wanted to say also that you asked me about how Carol got me started. She asked me if I wanted to take on roles. And I kept saying no because I wasn't qualified. I didn't know how to help. So just keep praying about it is what she said. And I like to talk to Jesus when I'm running. I don't listen to music. I like to run the same path so I don't have to think about where I'm going. While running one day, I kept thinking about Carol telling me she needed money to buy the radio station and how it was to be funded by donors and listeners. And then the Holy Spirit told me to help her fundraise. Well, you know what? I had to do that, right? Holy Spirit told me. She invited me to a station meeting, and that's where I met Kathy and Annie and others preparing to introduce AM 1160, The Quest, to the Archdiocese of Atlanta at the Eucharistic Congress. That was huge.
And remember, that was only, The Quest had only been on the air about 6 weeks at that point.
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, I had never listened to Catholic radio before The Quest came into town. If I was going to help, I thought I had better have a listen. I was raised Catholic, but I felt like I didn't know much about the Catholic faith. I was amazed at the programming. There's something for everybody. You get the Mass, you get the news. Hey, the news. Programs directed at Catholics, programs that are only let non-Catholics call in with questions, and I really appreciated those. And the program, one of my favorites, is Catholic Answers Live from 6 to 8, Sunday through Friday. My faith exploded. Now, we are going to have to take a quick break.
That's right.
But we'll be right back, and you're going to love our call-in guest, our special call-in guest. So stay tuned.
And while we're on break, the number to call is 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or thequestatlanta.com. We're only 5 donors away from our goal, so give us a call.
Yay. Hello, I'm Father Michael from St. Bridget Catholic Church in Johns Creek, and this is one of my most favorite prayers. Let us pray. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For although you have no need of our praise, yet our thanksgiving to you is itself your gift to us. Since our praises add nothing to your greatness, but profit us for salvation. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Quest presents Lesser Known Saints with Ken and Chuck.
Tell us about St. Ludwina.
She was born in the Netherlands in 1380. As a young girl, she was known for her prolific ability as an ice skater. But at the age of 15, she was injured in a tragic skating accident. She would ultimately wind up partially paralyzed for the remainder of her life. A young woman of profound faith, Ludwina would use this time to pray unceasingly while offering up her physical suffering to God. As her relationship with the Lord deepened, she experienced numerous mystical visions. She quickly became known as a holy woman and a healer.
Legend states that she was nourished only by the Eucharist for more than 19 years. When she died, it was reported that she saw Jesus coming to administer the last rites. Devotion to her would spread rapidly after her death, and a biography was written by Thomas Kempis. St. Ludwina's feast day is April 14th, and she is the patron saint of ice skaters.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
Why do we need Catholic radio? Because not everybody's sitting in front of a computer or watching their television set at home. How about when driving to work? How about while at work at your desk? Catholic Radio's there for you. I may be a Catholic priest, but I'm still a student of the faith. And Catholic Radio helps supply good material, whether it be a question and answer format show, whether it be a show itself on doctrine or theology. I myself, as a priest, am always learning.
To donate, go to thequestatlanta.com.
So, you love listening to The Quest, but can't always listen live? No worries! Now with the Quest Atlanta app, you never have to miss out. Listen on demand, submit prayer requests, catch up on the latest headlines, and so much more. Available on the App Store and Google Play today.
Do you have a friend or family member who's seeking to grow in spirituality? Know someone who's fallen away from their faith? Why not invite them to listen to AM 1160 The Quest? We offer a wide variety of the most prominent voices on Catholic radio. Inviting a friend has never been easier. Now there are 4 great ways to listen to The Quest. On your radio at AM 1160, online at thequestatlanta.com, on your smart speaker, and on the Quest Atlanta app. Please invite a friend to listen to AM 1160 The Quest today.
Hello, I'm Father Jack Knight from St. Benedict Catholic Church in Johns Creek, Georgia. Thank you for listening to AM 1160, The Quest, home of Atlanta Catholic Radio.
Welcome back to this hour of AM 1160, The Quest live programming. I'm Patty DeCraney, and I'm joined by Kathy Meter in the studio as host for The Quest Spring Pledge Drive, along with fabulous Annie Porter, our production manager.
Still here, guys. All right. I want to give a little update because, guys, we're almost there. We only have 3 more callers to hit that goal, so give us a call. 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or thequestatlanta.com and click that donate button.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much for listening and supporting The Quest with your prayers and your financial help. If the Holy Spirit prompts you, please call 470-508-1160 or go to thequestatlanta.com to donate now. We are called to evangelize, and just by telling others about this station, You are doing just that. Please continue to share the quest with your friends and family.
The special guest this half hour is our dear friend, Lori Kronk. Lori is a parishioner at St. Jude the Apostle Catholic Church and is adoration coordinator. She's a ready servant, always helping in many capacities, so much that she was chosen as a Woman of the Year in 2019. I know that Lori's not going to like that I said that because she's so humble, but she's amazing, and we are honored to have you join us. Hi, Lori. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm good, Patty, but I had no idea you were going to include that in the introduction.
I know. Thank you so much for being with us. Morning.
Well, it was such an honor, and I thank you all, and I thank you for having me this morning. I'm looking forward to chatting with you a little bit.
Oh, goodness.
So are we.
Good to have you with us, Lori.
Thanks.
Why don't you tell us how you got started listening to The Quest?
Well, okay. And, you know, after listening to you these last several minutes, I think, oh, my story's pretty similar, although not as involved as you two are. But, of course, the common denominator is Carol.
Carol. Yeah. Oh, no. There's the Carol
and,
again.
She's everywhere. I mean, as you've been talking about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is moving her everywhere. And
yes.
Yeah, I got to know Carol through our parish, of course. We were on CHRP together. But even before that, my daughter-in-law just kept telling me about this amazing woman who she knew I would love because they were in Loaves and Fishes together for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. And so when our paths crossed, we got to know each other better. And guess what? She asked me for coffee.
She had
also approached me one morning after Mass, yes, and told me about this idea, and she didn't know if it was a crazy idea or not, about possibly starting a radio station, and just asked me to pray about it. And a few weeks later, she called me and said, would you mind meeting me for coffee? And I thought, okay. Well, actually, it was a lovely, lovely conversation, as all my conversations with Carol are. But
yes,
what she was asking me about is not only did she want me to pray, which I had been praying for everything as far as that she was working on for the radio station, but also she knew, of course, that I was in charge of adoration at St. Jude, and she was one of our wonderful guardians, and she just thought, wouldn't it be wonderful to have our adoration guardians praying during their holy hours for this cause, and if it was the right thing, she would just know. And so she and I both, you know, got on the phone and called the guardians that we knew personally and asked them to please include that in their holy hours. And you know, the rest is history over the last 2 years. She was very successful. And of course, it was the power of the Holy Spirit, right, and the power of everyone's prayer, just like you all have been saying. So, so that's how I kind of got involved with Carol, and I was just really excited for the Quest to go on the air. And from day one, I was a big fan of it. It just seemed like it was such a wonderful, refreshing change for me. I'm not one that just listens to the radio all day long, but I do listen in the morning. And it seemed like, you know, all I was listening to, as Patty had said earlier, was the conservative talk radio that can get awfully negative.
Right.
And sometimes it would pull me down, certainly more than it pulled me up. So,
right,
you know, once I tuned into The Quest and got started listening to that every morning, you know, it was just like a breath of fresh air. And before I knew it, listening became a habit.
A good one at that.
It is. It's a wonderful habit to have, and I feel very fortunate to have been introduced to all of it by Carol and through these years of being around both of you and so many people, so many of my friends and their husbands listen to The Quest, and it's just, I think it's such a valuable habit, especially right now with what we're going through, because you know, we need good habits like that to get us through what we're going through. You know, habits like prayer. You know, if you have the habit of saying the rosary anyway, during this time, it's just amazing to have that
right.
in our lives, to say every day. If you have the habit of going to a holy hour during adoration, you know, we haven't been able to go to our holy hours in our churches. Mm-hmm. We miss that. We miss that time sitting in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Mm-hmm. In fact, our pastor, Monsignor Joe at St. Jude, he suggested that our guardians make their own little adoration area in their homes.
Mm.
And that way they can continue their scheduled holy hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't tell you how many of the guardians have reached out to me and said, what an amazing idea that was. In fact, one guardian even called me and wanted to know how he could sign in for his holy hour.
That's so cute. And, you know that,
yes.
especially during
yes.
this pandemic, when we haven't been able to sit in front of the tabernacle in adoration to Jesus, you know, we've missed it. And it's been, I mean, that's a wonderful habit to get involved in. And in a time of crisis, it gives you just so much comfort and peace, doesn't it, Lori?
Well, it really does. And, you know, so I just think no matter what habit you had before we went into this, the good habits, the spiritual habits have just been able to get us through this. And I just think Catholic Radio, having the Quest in Atlanta now and the wonderful programming and the masses we can listen to, the programs on whether it be counseling, getting a little counseling from a Catholic perspective to, as Charlie Casey said, the call-in shows, everything seems to be so pertinent to what we're living through at this time.
Right.
And I do want to mention a quote that I have found particularly helpful in times of hardship or times of crisis. And it's a quote that I once read by Cardinal Bernardin when he was battling cancer before he died. And I think this applies really well to why having Catholic Radio is important. Cardinal Bernardin was talking about the habit of prayer. And he said just this very short quote. He said, pray while you are well, because if you wait until you're sick, you might not be able to do it.
Mm.
And if any of you have been through a real crisis or a
right.
sickness or something happening in your family, that is so true. Sometimes
so true.
It's just impossible to pray during mm-hmm. that time. So mm-hmm. the good times have to get us through. And that's mm-hmm. always stuck with me. And I just think the routine of Catholic Radio is so wonderful to just help us through good times and times that maybe aren't so good.
Well, and during these times, I've been able to listen to a few of the programs on the Quest that I hadn't listened to before. So it was a nice opportunity to check out what else was available, because there is such
right.
a variety of programming. So
right.
That's
right.
Very
and I
true.
Really appreciate some of the special programming that the Quest has done, you know, the special hours.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Shelter in Peace Hour right. that Mari Cleveland is doing is just wonderful. And it just gives us an opportunity to just stop and, you know, tune in maybe to that special time that mm-hmm. we haven't been able to before.
Mm-hmm. I love the name of it. Shelter in Peace. Do we
right.
not all search for peace?
What
is your normal habit or routine with the Catholic Radio? What speaks to you the most?
It used to be, before all of this started, I think it's been 11 weeks, actually. I was just counting on the calendar yesterday. But up until then, I was a 7:30 a.m. Weekday Mass goer, and I loved going to 7:30 Mass and mm-hmm. come out of Mass a little before 8 and get in the car. It seemed like right at 8 o'clock, and I always tuned into Father John Ricardo's wonderful program, Christ is the Answer.
Yeah.
It just seemed like whatever his topic was for the day, even if it was a repeat a recording that I had listened to before, something spoke to me
mm-hmm.
every day. And then I would continue on and love Teresa Tomeo's 9 o'clock hour. That's another one. I just think her perspective on things, whether it be.
I had heard that she was related to you. Is that true?
Related to you. Really, Lori?
Oh, that's my claim to fame. But I have to clarify that. No, she is not related to me. But I grew up with Teresa, even though she was a little bit younger than I was. But Teresa is actually the first cousin of my first cousin. So growing up, we were always at my cousin Sue's house. She had a big family, brothers and sisters. And Teresa's family, who was her cousin by marriage, she just lived a few blocks away. So Teresa and her sisters would often be over at my aunt's house. So like I said, we grew up together. And even though we've lost touch, it's been able to reconnect with her just a little bit by email.
Lori, wait a minute. Your cousin is related. She's a cousin of your cousin. Doesn't that make you cousins? Wait, I'm missing that. I think there is a connection here.
No, I don't think so. I think it's all by marriage. But anyway, I'll take it.
There's a Catholic connection. So there you go.
That's right. And we're all sisters in Christ, right?
But she's just amazing. And I just love her show. My goal is to someday to be able to go on one of her fabulous trips to Italy. Because I think that would just be awesome to be able to do that. But you know, I just think that we are so fortunate to have the Quest and these programs and things like that that get me through my day, mostly the morning. I'm a Quest listener mostly in the morning. But I think that here's a time when we can't get into our churches for Mass. Now, I'm so fortunate that St. Jude, instead of going to 7:30 Mass in the morning, we can go right online at noon and have a live stream Mass every day. But if you can't do that, you know, you can tune into Mass at 8 a.m. That's another adjustment that you all have made so that people can go to Mass at 8 a.m. in the morning and start their morning off that way if that's what they choose to do.
Right.
So we can't get into our churches for Masses, at least not yet. I know we will soon. Masses and adoration, Bible studies, and all of that. But we have wonderful resources on the Quest. And if I can just give a little plug right now, because I think it's time to give a plug. And
before you do that, Annie needs to give us an update.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right, Annie.
All right. So we're looking for 16 donors this hour. We need one more, guys.
Oh, come on.
470-508-1160. I want that phone ringing before I get through this list. 470-508-1160 or thequestatlanta.com and click that donate button. So I guess it doesn't have to be the phone ringing, but it could be you typing on the keyboard before I get through this list. So
we can hear that.
Yeah. All right. I want to thank Anonymous, Linda F. in Roswell, Keith S. in Cumming, Eleanor E. in Johns Creek, Jonathan S. of Roswell, Michael H. of Atlanta, Brian B. of Alpharetta, Susan D. of Roswell, Dennis G. in Atlanta, Scott M. in Atlanta. I think Kathy knows who that is.
That's right. That's my wonderful son.
Mike A. in Marietta, and I think Kathy knows who that is, too.
Yes, my wonderful friend's son's best friend.
Christine C. in Dunwoody, Betty B. in Powder Springs, Kathleen L. in Alpharetta, and Bob and Steph E. in Cumming. We thank you so much for your donations this hour, and we want one more so we can get that extra $3,000 for Catholic Radio. 470-508-1160. 470-508-1160 or thequestatlanta.com and click that donate button.
Thank you, Annie.
Lori, you were starting to say, and when we interrupted, about some of the other programs that you and features that we have on the Quest that you really enjoy.
Well, I just thank the station so much for coming up with ways that or programs that I think little programs, or I call them pauses, that can help get us through this time. And I love the Angelus at noon. That's part of my routine. I like to write at noon. I mean, it stops me in my tracks. I listen to the Angelus, and then I can go online and watch Mass from St. Jude at noon. But also the Divine Mercy Chaplet. I know that isn't new from when the pandemic started, but again, it's just a beautiful pause throughout the day. Even the news breaks, as either Kathy or Patty, one of you said, you know, it's so refreshing to get news from a Catholic Christian perspective.
Right.
And listen to news stories that we would never hear on the regular radio stations ever in a million years. And here we have it, you know, right at our fingertips. So, so that's kind of what my routine. And, you know, you've been talking about the Holy Spirit, and You know, it's the Holy Spirit's role in all of this. That's what's brought Catholic Radio to Atlanta. It's what brings the listeners in to tune in. We, you know, we as Catholics have been given the gift of the Holy Spirit, not only by the sacrament of baptism, but it's been reinforced when we made our confirmation, and that Holy right. Spirit is right within us. So he leads us to these wonderful Catholic resources throughout the day, no matter what it is that we might need. It seems to speak to us. And some people might call it coincidence. I don't call it coincidence. I call it the Holy Spirit moving in our lives. And I think that's why sometimes you tune into a show and, oh my goodness, it's exactly what I need to hear when it happens.
Exactly.
And it's such a grace and such a blessing for us. Do I have time to tell one more little story?
Yep. We'd love for you to.
Okay. All right. Well, this has to do with my kind of cousin. I'll call her my kind of cousin, Teresa Tomeo. I just finished reading her little book called Conquering Coronavirus. Oh. And several things in the book spoke to me really well. And she references not only much of what's on what we hear on the Quest, some of the news programs, not news programs, I'm sorry, the programs that we hear on the Quest, but she also references a lot from the area that I grew up in the Detroit area. So that was very interesting to me. But she writes about something that she read, or I think actually she heard Father John Ricardo speak recently. And what he said was, this is the time right now during this pandemic that we were chosen and made to be alive. Each one of us were chosen and made to be alive during this time. And there's a reason why we're here. And it's not an easy time, but we have our faith to rely on, and we have our trust in the Holy Spirit, that gift that was given to us in baptism and confirmation. We have that gift, that special gift that was given to us, and he'll get us through this. And he also mentions fear, how, you know, fear can control us if we let it. And we can't let it control us. Mm-hmm. And maybe something that you all have heard before, I had never heard the acronym for fear, the letters F-E-A-R. And he calls it false evidence appearing real.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I thought, that really is. To keep that in mind.
False evidence appearing real, and we just can't let that false evidence control us or overtake us. And when we feel like we're heading in that direction, all we need to do is to call on the power of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And by listening to Catholic Radio, the more strength we're going to have to call on the Holy Spirit, the more strength we're going to handle whatever comes our way. And we'll also be able to recognize him. We'll be able to recognize him in all situations that we're dealing with, and through all the people that that he puts right in front of us, like you all and Carol and all the other wonderful volunteers that we have at the Quest Atlanta.
Thank you so much.
Well, I thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. I've loved being with you.
Would you mind closing us with a prayer?
Oh, I'd love to.
Oh, thank you.
I'd love to, being that we're talking about the Holy Spirit. And one of my very favorite prayers is the one that you started out with, the Come Holy Spirit prayer. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to say the same one. I'm going to pray from my heart, but I'm also going to call on the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. And we'll start by just saying, Come Holy Spirit. Come Holy Spirit. Come Holy Spirit. Especially to all those who are suffering during this time. There's so many people suffering. No matter what that suffering may be, please help them to remember to call on you for protection, for healing, for strength. Help them to remember that they are special and that they were chosen for this time. Help all of us to know that you are always there for us, and you'll always provide the reassurances and the consolation that we need now and always. All we need to do is ask for your reassurance and your consolation. And I ask your Holy Spirit to please provide blessings and support for the Quest radio station, for blessings and support for all the many volunteers who keep the station running. And I especially ask for blessings for all those listening right now. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Bless you, Lori.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Lori, before you go, got a little update here. So our goal for this hour was 16 donors, and I'm so excited to say that we blew that out of the water.
Woo-hoo!
They're still putting some more in, but we met that goal. So, Kathy, why don't you ring this bell right here? Because we met that goal. Woo! Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, listeners.
Yes, but we definitely want to say thank you to our donors from this hour: Anonymous, Linda F., Keith S., Eleanor E., Jonathan S., Michael H., Brian B., Susan D., Dennis, Denise G., Scott M., Mike A., Christine C., Betty B., Kathleen L., Bob and Steph E., and then these last few you might know: Blair C. of New Orleans, Keith C. of Dunwoody, and I'm not sure if you know Katie S. from New York, New York, but we thank them all.
Katie.
Oh, okay.
I know Katie.
I'm like,
thank
New
you,
York,
Katie.
New York, someone's got to know this person. Yes. So thank you all so much for donating this hour and helping us get that extra $3,000 for Catholic Radio. It's not too late to call. The number is 470-508-1160, or thequestatlanta.com, and click that donate button. We'll be back live at 11 a.m. So thank you all for tuning in, and thank you, Kathy and Patty and Lori, for joining us this hour.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.